Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Welcome today to episode 237 of Your Ultimate Life, the place where you get everything that I can give you to help you create your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. It's such a blessing to have discovered some of the things that have come to me, and they certainly haven't come easily or without a lot of struggle. If you know the stories of my life, you know that. But I'm not saying I have more than you. In fact, one thing I know from the folks that I coach and talk to is that nearly everyone believes that their life is the most difficult and that their problems are the most difficult and that no one truly understands the depth of their struggles, worries, pain, heartache, and that sort of thing. And I believe that we each believe that. And in one sense, I believe it's completely true. Because if you think about the function of life, we're here to grow and to learn. The divine creator, God who created us, didn't put us here as a party. He put us here with the opportunity to grow and to learn and to do good or not, to choose what we would do with ourselves. In another episode a while ago, I talked about three things: identity, agency, and dominion. And identity is that essence of who we are, that sense of self as an expression of creation of God. Now, some people call it, that there's only one unity and non-duality and so forth, and so we're all each part of the same great entity, and in some sense, that's probably true. We were created by the same God, and we're all part of the family. But certainly, our experience here is individual. And I know from my own experience that God sent us here with a purpose and mission. And the purpose and mission was to discover our gifts and talents and then serve each other with them. It's as simple as that. And in the process, we get sidetracked on getting money and getting fame and getting glory and getting recognition and sometimes going through resignation and all of the rest of it. And then, challenging the wisdom and processes of the divine and all of the stories that we get caught up in. That happens on our path. But anyway, I know why I'm here, and I believe that it's for all of us. We were divinely created and put here to have experiences to grow from who we were when we came to who we will be as we leave. And those challenges and opportunities are great, and they are absolutely unique. So if you believe your life is the hardest one in the world, you're right. For you, that is absolutely true. And for me, that is absolutely true. And that is by divine design. So now that we've got that out of the way, today's episode is entitled The Power of Words. And I want to talk about words because words, we have sayings like the pen is mightier than the sword, which indicates that words have more power to move the human spirit, to change the human condition and do things than all the wars in the world. And if you're in the middle of a war, that seems unlikely. But if you look at the power of the wisdom of those who have written sacred literature, philosophers, all those kinds of things, the power of words does have more power than anything there is. So I want to address three parts. One, the idea that, it's just words. And the second part is that thoughts become things. And the third part is an invitation to you and me to use our words for good. The first one, part one, is, they're just words. And in one sense, they are just words, hot air that floats into the you know, floats out of our throat and lungs and into the air. And in many times, they can seem like that. So let's for example, look at people that are deceiving others. So they're saying things that are not true. They know they're not true, and they're trying to convince someone to do something or lie about something they've done or said or whatever. And so those words are false. Those words are not true. Those words are empty, vacuous, but they are still powerful. On one hand, you know, as a pathological liar at one point, I got really good at convincing people that I was a certain way and that the problems I was having in my life weren't really happening. Now, I know that at times the people that I would talk to, they didn't believe me. They had a sense that something was wrong, but I got so good with words that I could win the discussions anyway, and so they would end, and it would feel like I won. I convinced them. The truth is, in their hearts, they knew something was wrong. They didn't have the facility with words or the energy to discuss further or to, you know, to counterattack or whatever was required. So in that sense, just words, while lies that I told or anyone tells are just words and they're not true, they have the power to shape the situation. So what happens? The person I'm talking to didn't believe me. The trust level went down even further. There was a confusion because they didn't really know what was going on because they had a sense what I said wasn't right, but they didn't know what was really going on. And then they make up stories. And so all of that confusion creates power. It's negative power. It's uncomfortable. It's bad. It's confusing, and it creates mistrust, negativity, futility, and me, the speaker of the things that were not true, I didn't like me anymore, so I would look at myself and hate me more, which was my comfortable position. I did whatever I needed to do to have self-loathing. That was my true addiction in the years I was suffering from depression. Now, if this all sounds to you like a twisted circle, well, it was. But nearly everyone I meet lives in some version of this twisted circle because they are settling for far less than they could have or do or be. In other words, they haven't committed to discover, develop, and manifest their divine nature, who they really are, and the gifts that they have. And they use the same tools that I did to convince themselves it's too late, I can't, it doesn't matter now, it's not my season, who cares, I'm only one person. And the same story circle that all it really does is gets in the way of them becoming who they really are. Now, on the other hand, if you look at just words, let's say a person, and it's what I've now tried to become, is a person who speaks only truth, who speaks love and encouragement and opportunity and so forth. Those are just words too. But I know from clients that I have and from others that are not clients who just send me messages that say what it means to hear those words of power and encouragement. And yep, they're just words. They came out of my mouth. But words carry mighty power. And so that is the first thing. It's not just words. Every word you speak has an impact. It either has an impact to decrease your trust in yourself and others in you, it has the impact to tear down credibility, reputation, and love, or it has the opportunity to build, to bless, and to grow. And so take account of the words that you speak. That's something I have learned so powerfully, taking account of the words. I know that the words that you use and I use have positive or negative impacts. Part two is the idea that words or thoughts become things. Now, there's this idea again, you know, there's this phrase that says, as a man thinketh, that old English phrase thinketh, or as a man thinks, so is he, or a woman thinks, so is she. And that goes right to the heart of this idea that your thoughts carry power, and your thoughts are words. So your internal dialogue, when I talk about the words you use, I'm also, in fact, principally talking about your internal dialogue. So for a long time, I used hateful, negative, doubtful, unkind words to myself about myself and projected my negativity on others. So about them, about their intentions and meaning and doing, and it doesn't matter and who cares, and that sort of feeling in small ways and large ways. Those thoughts became things and manifested them in my reality. On the other hand, when I turn that around and I consider and use only positive thoughts in words, my internal dialogue is focused on love, on kindness, on building, on seeking ways for my own growth and for helping others to grow, to find their gifts and talents and to manifest them fully. I notice that those become reality also. Those thoughts become things. And so there is absolute fundamental truth in the idea that the energy that you have in your words, whether they're only in your thoughts or whether you speak them, is creative energy. It makes things happen. Let me give you an example. I remember times when I would be frustrated with some particular person and I would run over a dialogue in my mind. Well, I could say this and this and this and this. And then I said to myself, yeah, but I won't. That's not very nice and I won't do that. And then I would dismiss it. And you know, something within a day, I would find myself in that situation running that very dialogue out of my mouth and my skillful preparations were all blasted into the, you know, into the arena of life and into their space and into their minds and so forth. And I noted over and over again, huh, I thought about that, and then I didn't think about it anymore, and then it created itself in reality. Then I've done that in positive ways too, thought of precise language, positive dialogues, positive opportunity, positive growth-oriented language, and so forth, and I notice that those things come too. And then I notice that when they come in my mind and then come out of my mouth, they become true. They manifest in very deed, in reality, in real life. So I want you to think about that. My challenge to you in this podcast is you try and work on, like I am, creating your ultimate life, your life of purpose, prosperity and joy that you have created and are creating by serving others with your divine gifts. Take 1 week and take account of every word first that you think in your mind about yourself. I want you to just pay attention to those things. What am I thinking about myself? And if I'm feeling negative, what is the thought in myself that's giving rise to that negative perspective, that pessimism, that fear, that, you know, reluctance and withdrawal? What's the thought that's doing that? What are the words that I'm entertaining in my heart? And if you're looking at your relationships with others, do the same thing. What words am I thinking or speaking that is creating this very set of circumstances? And you will discover the absolute truth of thoughts become things. Now, if words are that powerful, here's the good news. If you're trying to create your ultimate life, you can start really quickly with the words you use. Start fast with the words you think about yourself and about others. Change them on purpose to positive, loving, kind, growth-oriented power words about the future of possibility, creation, and success, instead of words of doubt, fear, withdrawal, and smallness. And make it a practice to use those thoughts to build and create the energy you want. Now, part three, we've sort of moved into that. Part three is use your words for good. I've always said in my phrase, add good to the world, that every breath we take, every breath you take or I take, adds something to the world. It might add indifference, besides carbon dioxide. It might add indifference. It might add negativity, it might add frustration, or it could add peace. It could add compliments. It could add kindness. It could add creativity. And so the challenge here is to intentionally use your words for good. Most of us don't pay that much attention to it. It's like, yeah, whatever I say, I feel whatever I feel, I think, and then I don't worry about it, I move on. That is sad, because your words, whether you think about them or become aware of them or not, have power, and they create what you think and they create what you feel. So my challenge to you is do it on purpose. Intentionally choose to use every word you think, whether it's about yourself, in fact, principally about yourself or about others, to use it for good. Use it to create love. How can I use words in my heart, in my mind, or coming out of my mouth right now to create a little bit more love, to create a little bit more kindness, a little bit more gentleness and softness, a little bit more hope, especially in this time of COVID and people losing their jobs and worrying and all this stuff, conspiracy here and there? How can I choose with my heart, mind, soul, and the power that I possess to do good, create good, and to add good and love to the world? I promise, as you pay attention to this, you'll discover the awesome creative power you have with your words and create more of your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around, thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on